So we know Tamra. We know Tamra the Chotzer Shein of Mishtameres E Omed Bitzad Sadeu in Vi Lo Lo. This Sanya we learned in a Brisa. Hoya Omed Beir Vi Omer Yodea Ani She Omer Omer She Yeshli Bisad Paulim Shachachu Lo Yeh Shichacha. So he makes a declaration while he's in the city that the Poland back in the field forgot that omen, and I don't want it to be lo yeh shichah. I protest. I veto the shichah. So now the question is: Yochel lo yeh shichah? Can he veto the shichah when he's in the city? Talmud lomer v'shachachta omer basodeh. Basoda v'shachachta below by ear.
Let's move back a little further.
So that means I can move this back if it helps anybody.
Never go backwards, always forward.
Okay, whatever you say. I don't know. It's a deep philosophical principle of Alan.
It's Israeli.
Okay.
Never retreat.
So what happens here? I'm just trying to focus on the Gemara for a minute.
Yeah.
Okay, I lost my, but I'll catch on. So again, I might think that what? That he, the Balasada, who's in the field, has the ability to declare lo yeh shichacha, and he could negate the shichacha, even though the Poland forgot the Omer. And we're going to find out later, we're not ready for it yet, that he himself forgot the Omer as well. But now he wants to be Zochen, and somehow He thinks he has rights to be Zocha. Maybe we think he has rights to be Zocha, except for the problem that he can't be Zocha. Where is he? He's by ear. And the only problem is that Talmud Lomer doesn't stim, right? The Talmud Lomer, v'shachacht over basod, v'basod v'shachacht below be'ir. If we don't play around and adjust the language of the Braisa, then we're in deep trouble, because the Braisa seems to assume that this is not going to be Shichacha, correct? Right, it says Talmud Lomer shachachta omer basodeh, basod v'shachachta v'lo ba'ir, as if to say that in this case it's not shichacha. You were trying to prove that it is shichacha, meaning that the Baal HaSod has no controls, he has no veto power over the shichacha because he's in the city, and yet you quote a pasuk to tell me that this is not shichacha. It's not shichacha. Why? Because it's only shichacha if it's besada, but it's not shichacha if it's be'ir. So the Gemara says, "Hagufa kasha amrit." You said yochel lo yeh shichacha, which means alma. You're trying to derive that havi shichacha. And again, the way we explained it is that it's shichacha because the Baal has no ability to veto. And the reason he doesn't have ability to veto is because he's not near his sadeh. Right. Mm-hmm. And that's what we discussed at great length the other day, not yesterday, but 2 days ago, that the reason why you don't require amira, in this case, according to that group of Rishonim, is because all he's doing is he's putting his foot down to block the shichacha of the Poalim, and he has rights to do that through the parish of Zechiah, if his sada serves as a chatzah to be zocha in this shichacha on his behalf. But the problem is he's in the city. But nasiv le gemara basada v'shachat lo bir alma lo avi shichah means shichah is only in the sada, but not in the ear. So that the sum total conclusion of that is that lo avi shichah. So you're telling me yochel lo avi shichah, and then you tell me lo avi shichah, right? That doesn't make any sense. Yochel lo avi shichah means that you're going to prove that it is shichah, and we have a logical reason why it would be shichah. And we mafkia the schus of the Baal to be zoche in the shichacha because he's be'ir. But the Brisa seems to assume, based on this yalfusa, that we're going to assume that it's not shichacha. We have a miut, not a ribui, but a miut. Basod v'shachachta v'lo be'ir, that we're excluding ear from the parasha of shichacha. How do we reconcile this? El olav hachikomer. We're going to have to sort of add something to the Brisa in order to make it to protect the integrity of this Brisa. And what are we going to say? Basada, if he's in the Sada, and then what happens? So there are one or two possibilities. Either when he was in the Sada, he agreed with the Shichacha. That's called Shachuach Meikara. He himself forgot it. If it's shachuach meikar, you have both the shichach of whom of the pole and plus the shichach of what of the balas sodeh. In such a case, you can sew it all together. You have both the pilulim and the. You can check off all your boxes. And therefore, havi shichacha. Okay, so that goes without saying. When does it become complicated, and when do we perhaps not have shichacha? That's a case of zochur ulvasov shachuach. So again, there's a shnei ksuv mamchishin. On the one hand, it was zochur, which means that the Baal HaSodeh says I put it there deliberately, and that's the omer that I want for myself. And there's no shichacha, so he has apparently rights to determine that it's not shichacha. But what happened was, here's the kosev ha-makrish, it's basov shachuach. There was a shichacha
after that. Yeah.
Just 1 second. Just give me a second. I'm just trying to put the piece of the puzzle together. So he says the following: zachur l'basov shachuach. Is what's the deal over here, since he had a zechia at the beginning when he was zocher, so what's going to be the power of his shichacha? In other words, has he has an option at some point to make a zechia in such a way that even if he forgets it later, it will not be shichacha. That's the pella here. So the zochar is amazing. It has an amazing power. At that point, the Tosis is going to say that point is after the Shechas HaPolim. Again, keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. At that point, he makes a Zechira. And once he has a Zechira, then he now owns the Omer in a full sense. What do I mean in a full sense? That Shechacha won't have any impact. So even though it was Levasov Shachuach, it matters not. Why? It's not going to be Shechacha. My timer. The answer is that when he was Zachur, came in the Kai Gaba, where was he standing?
By the Sodeh.
Correct, Al Yad Sodeh. And that's called a Bailim Omdim Bitzad Chotzesh Einem Mishtameres. His Havilei Chatzerov is Zoch Solo. Pile Plan. The Gemara says that the halacha here to be Mafkia, any possibility of Shichacha, is Zechia. Correct? Havilei. Chatzero v'zochsolo. What do we mean v'zochsolo? What does that mean v'zochsolo? How do you translate those words v'zochsolo? Who's zachabo, right? But again, it's in feminine because we're talking about the chatzir, right? The chatzir is operating on his behalf, and a chatzir is lashon nekeva, right? So chatzir mishtameres, chatzir zochsolo, and zochsolo means that later on, if he forgets it, ball game over. It's no longer in the parasha of Shichacha. What takes it out of the parasha of Shichacha? Chatzero Zochsalo. But where is he? Koi Gaba. So we have two factors here. A, the Baal HaSodeh is standing next to his Sodeh. And B, it was Zachar. Zachar means he remembers the Omer. He says, I know where the Omer is. That Omer is mine. You know, I want it there. And now the Chatzar is going to be Zoch in the Omer. Again, the Minchas Avoka says he doesn't even need to make any statements in this case. Even though in general, in the Mishnah that we're learning here, it says he has to make a statement in order for his Chatzar Shein Mishnah to be Zochar for him. Here he doesn't have to, because all he's doing is, basically he's reaffirming his own ownership. Right, because what power, what force is coming to remove his ownership? The Shichas HaPolim. And now the Torah says that he can be Zocha in the Omer in such a way that the Shichas HaPolim can no longer operate to take the Shikha out of his possession. And how does he effectuate this kinyan on the Shichacha? Again, even though the Shikha is in this, what we call that state like Aveda, you know, where it's in his rishus, but it's out of his rishus, it's his, but it's not his, and the answer is through Chatzar. Oh, now we understand that Chatzar is only going to operate basada, but not in the ear. Avol, just 1 second. Avol, the ear. If, on the other hand, the Baal HaSodeh is in the ear, as afilu zochar, even though zochar should now put a stop to the shichacha, the zochar can only put a stop to the shichacha if he can activate his chatzer to be zochar. It's the method of zechias hachatzer that puts an end and is mafkia the shichicha in an irreversible way. It's no longer the shichicha, even if he forgets it later. But now the problem is, can his chatzah be zocha for him? And the answer is, my timer, why can't it be zocha in him? And why is the subsequent shichicha going to be valid and it could create shichicha? Why don't we say that since he was zocher, he was zocher in a way that now he is mafkia the shichicha? And the answer is my time or delese gabe deliskele. Because where is the balasada now? He's in the everybody. He's in the ear. And if he's in the ear, it's not omi b'tzad sadeu. So that's going to give the answer to the original question that we asked. Minot temra. Has Rabbi Yudah Mishvul know that in a chatzah shenim shtameres, the chatzah can't be zocha for him unless he's omeid b'tzad sadeu? That's this price of shichicha. Because the Torah says that in what method, through what method does the Baal have a right to completely nip the shichicha in the bud and completely undermine the shichicha and neutralize it in an irreversible way? That's through Zchias Chatzer. And herein lies the difference between Baila Be'ir and Baila Besada. If it's Baila Be'ir, then he cannot effectuate a Zechia, because it's lacking in what condition? Omeid B'tzad Sadeu. But if it's Baila Besada, he's Omeid B'tzad Sadeu, then there could be a zechia which will block the shichichas apolim, and now he's zocha in this omer in such a way that what? That even though he forgets it later, it would not be chal. So now we have to read this into the Lashon HaBraisa. So it says the following, that if the Baal HaSadeh is in the city and he wants to make his zechia, and he makes a statement, Yodeani Sha'omer Sheyeshli B'Sadeh Polim Shachachu. So what's going to happen now? Now we're going to quote the pasuk B'Sadeh V'Shachachta. So just one second. So you might think that it's not going to be shichicha. Why? Because the Baal HaSadeh, by saying Omer Sheshachu Polim Lo Yeh Shichicha, he's exercising his rights through zechia, and he can undermine the shichicha. Correct? That's what we said. That zechira, just do me a favor and write this down for me because I won't remember. Zechira equals undermining the shichicha, the polim. So I might think that if the Baal is in the city and he has a zechira, and he makes this declaration that Omer Sheyeshli B'Sadeh Polim Shachu V'Lo Yehi Shichicha, is I would think that now he can activate zechira, and if he can act Yachol Lo Yehi Shichicha, okay, so that much I understand. Yachol Lo Yehi Shichicha. Oh, so he says the following, Talmud Lomar B'Sadeh V'Shachachta. What are we learning from B'Sadeh V'Shachachta? Klomar kasher ata basade, if you're in the sade, then works. We need your shichicha in order to what? In order to confirm and authorize the shichas apol. And we now have an integration of the bala sade shichicha together with the polim shichicha. That's only when. That's in the case of v'shachachta basada. What does it mean, v'shachachta basada? That the Baal is in the sada. And what happens when he's in the sada? Then the shichacha of the polim will depend on the two alternatives that face the Baal HaSadeh. What are the Baal HaSadeh's two alternatives? Either he could be Zocher, which we said Zechir equals what? Help me out again. It means that he makes the decision that he wants his Sadeh to be Zocher for him.
Right.
And Sadeh, and Omrim Sheshachu Polim Lo Yei Shichicha, that's one option of Zechira. And in addition, there's another option of Shichicha, which would mean that his Shichicha confirms the shichicha of the polim, and if he doesn't confirm the shichicha of the polim, since he knows about this Omer, then when he declares that lo yeh shichacha, then he can undermine the shichacha of the Poland forevermore, irreversibly. And that's because he's what? He's omeid b'tzad sodeihu. So again, the pasuk now, we have to understand the drasha, that's the main challenge we have here. It says, v'shachachta omer basada, v'shachachta below be'ir. Basada v'shachachta means that when do we need the Balabais's shichacha? It's only because he had another option. What was the other option? Zechira, correct? Mm-hmm. And again, when do we need zechira in order to undermine shichacha? That's only when the balasada is in the sada, and then we need v'shachachta. Then we need an alternative to zechira. And what's the other option instead of zechira? It's zechira, which is called zechira, right? I'm sorry. What's the other option to zechira, which is zechira? It is shichacha. So then it's besada v'shachachta. Oh, so what this means is that if he, the Balabais, is in the city, now we're faced with a possibility of veto, so to speak. Because the Balabais is in the Sada, what did I say, city? I meant to say Sada, sorry. If I said city, I meant to say Sada. If the Balabais is in the Sada, then we give the Balabais an option of canceling the Shichacha. Again, the Shichacha, the Polim, it is a power that moves towards shichacha. Right? This Omer is gradually, like an Aved, that's gradually leaving. Balasad is losing his grip on the Omer. And now we have two options. Either he can make a statement, Tizkeli Chatzeri, so to speak, which is basically saying that shichacha sapom lo yeh shichacha, or he can join forces with the Poland and say, you know what, you forgot the shichacha, you forgot this Omer behind, that's okay with me. I'm okay with shichacha. Oh, so now Talmud Lomar b'sada v'shachachta. In the city, we don't need your shichacha. You meaning the Baal HaSadah. Why? Because in the city you don't have the option of Zechira. When do we need Shichacha of the Baal HaBayis? It's only when we give the Baal HaBayis two alternative options. He has the option of either exercising his Zechira. And what does Zechira mean? Zechias Chatzer. When he can press that button of Zechias Sadah, that's when the Torah says, I need the shichacha of the Bailim, because if I don't have the shichacha of the Bailim, then the Bailim are saying lo yeh shichacha, which means that my chatzer should be zocha in the omer on my behalf, and that zechira or zechia, if you will, is going to be operative. It's valid, and it blocks what? It blocks the shichacha, and if it blocks the shichacha, then despite the fact that what? That the Poland forgot this Omer, nevertheless, the Balaam have a right to exercise their Zechia in the Chotzer. But if the Balabais is where? He's not in the Sada, he's in the ear. And now what does he want to do? He wants to do a Zechira, i.e. a Zechia, and he wants to say, I don't want this Shichacha to be Shichacha, but rather I want to exercise my alternative of Zechira, which means Zechia. He doesn't have that opportunity. He's completely excluded. We don't need his Shichacha. When he's in the city, we don't need his Shichacha. So it's very interesting. When the Braisa says Talmud Lomar, v'shachacht omer basad, basad v'shachacht lo ba'ir, what the Braisa is saying is not that the Shichacha is not a Shichacha, but that we don't even need the Shichacha. And why don't we need the Shichacha when it's in the Sada, when he's in the ear? It's because he doesn't have the option of what? Zechira. Of Zechira. Why doesn't he have the option of Zechira? It means that he has to be Omei B'tzad Chatzero in the case of a Chotzer Sheni Mishtameres. And the same thing will apply to Metzia, that if a Metzia falls into his field and it's a Chotzer Sheni Mishtameres, then he needs to be Omei B'tzad Sadeu, otherwise he cannot be Zochin a Metzia.
Why is it that you need Zechira? Isn't it so? Please tell me if I'm wrong. Isn't it so that if the Poalim were shocheach, and he says nothing, that it becomes shikha.
Not if he's in the sada. If he's in the sada, we need his shikha.
Okay, so you're saying that he is in the final word period, and there is no shikha without him.
Correct. And why is that? Because he has a possibility of zechira.
Well, why does he need zechira? Zechira.
Since we're offering him a zechira, and halachically that zechira means that his sada is going to be zocha for him.
Why is that? That's the second part I don't understand. Why do you need sada zocha for him? If he has zechira...
I'll tell you why. Because the shichas apolim already... How do you say in English? Tuzov.
It accomplishes.
The Shichas HaPolim already accomplishes a Miktas HaFkos Bailus. And if nothing happens, if the Baal HaPsoda doesn't exercise his right of Zechira, then what's going to happen is there's sort of like a Mamela situation where the Aveda becomes a Hafkas Bailus. You remember that we spoke about Aveda?
Yeah.
That if he just says, you know, I don't really think I'm going to be able to find this Aveda, you know, then of course, Bailus of Aveda means the Shem Avud is going to complete itself. So here the Shem Shichacha will complete itself once the Baal Bayis sort of picks up his hands and he says, I'm able to recognize the Shichas HaPolim, or if he himself has the Shichacha. But on the other hand, since the Shichacha is only that of the Polim, and where is the Omer located? It's located in his field. At this point, we have a Shnei Ksuv Abam Kechad. We have the Shichas HaPolim versus the Himatzut of the Omer in the field, in the Chatzer of the Baal HaSodeh. And now the question is, what's going to win out? And here the Baal HaSodeh has the right to get up and say that Shichas HaPolim, HaOmer, Sheshachu Polim, Yodeani, right? This and that is Tizkeli Chatzero, Lo Yai Shichacha. Wait, Rabosai, this is the best I can do. You know, I can't do it. I'm struggling.
Just,
you know, I would tell you that.
I'm struggling to try to understand.
Yeah, I'm just saying that this is the best I can do. Let's see. Maybe we'll be smarter if we understand why the Gemara rejects us. So the Gemara says the following: Mimai. Okay, then.
Okay.
Because as I told you here, I have an agenda that I'd like to somehow make a seam on this sugya, and it goes on and on, and I don't see the end in sight. So let's see if we can find. Oh, Dilma, maybe Gzeras Hakosavhi. That's not the way we should read this brisa. But rather, what the brisa is telling me is that Besada Nehevi Shichacha Ubeir Lo Nehevi Shichacha. Right, the thrust of what we're saying is that the Baal HaSodeh doesn't have an option of Zechia when he's in the city, and therefore the Shichacha of the Polim is now a complete Shichacha, because the Baal Bais has virtually robbed himself, he has no one to blame but himself, of the option of Zechira, which means Zechia, because he's not only Besod Sadeo, and therefore the Shichacha of the Polim to Zayf Shichacha, and it's Chal. Maybe the opposite, says the Gemara. Maybe there's a Gzeres HaKosu that tells me that Be'ir Lo Nehevi Shichacha. In other words, there's no possibility of creating Shichacha. In other words, we need both the Shichacha of the Polim and the Shichacha of the Bailim. Maybe the Torah is telling me here, it's Gzeres HaKosuv, that if the Baal is Be'ir, then he's Mufka, or his Shichacha is Mufka from Torah Shichacha. And if we don't have his Shichacha, then we cannot confirm the Shichacha of the Polim. So if the Baal HaBayis is in the Sada, then there's a Chal Hashem Shichacha. In other words, to if this completion, this Hashlama of what is it called, of Shichacha, that we can accomplish through Shichachas HaBailim. But if we need to be Mashlim, the Shichachas HaPolim, with the Shichach of the Bailim Ba'ir, that's not considered Shichacha. Oh, so now, let's go back to the language of the Braisa. So here, Rashi points out, take a look at Rashi, Dimaskel Dilma, and he says, now we have to read it, Yochol Lo Yehe Shichacha. In other words, now I'm saying that the Shichacha, the Bailim, which has to confirm, or how should I say, it has to be sewn up together with the Shichacha of the Polim, is not a Shichacha, and therefore Yochol, again, our text says Lo Yehe, just 1 second. Oh, it says Yochol Lo Yehe Shichacha, right? Lo Yehe Shichacha Just 1 second. Why is Rashi? I'm sorry, I just got the mathematics just flew out from my head for a second. Is Rashi? Second. Fine, it's still going to be shichacha because he cannot be zocher in the shichacha. He's still magzeres hakosuv. He says Rashi the Mashba the v'sode yehi shichacha. Avul mishabba balabais leir e shichacha so v'shichas poli. You see the last line. Just one second, let me let this sink in. Yochol yeheishichacha. Just 1 second. Talmud Lomar. Yochol yeheishichacha. Talmud Lomar v'shachachta be'ir is only shicha v'shachachta basada. There's only shicha in the sada. But there's no shikha on the ear, and therefore it won't be shikha again. Do we see that the Gemara is now with this Gedeus Akosuv is Hofecha Sakar al Pio? It goes from one extreme to the other. We were saying that in the case of Balabais Ba'ir, there would be shikha. Why? Because since the Balabais doesn't have the option of what? Of Zechira Zechia, therefore the Shikha Sapolim completes the shikha. No. We need the shichas abaylin, and exeris hakosiv is yochel yeh shichacha. Maybe when the balabais forgets the shichah while he's where he's in the city, that would be enough for shichah to integrate with what, with the shichas apom tamid lomar lo yeh shichacha. This is not a shichacha. So again, in the havamina, meaning the raya of Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, it would be shichacha. Correct, it would be shichacha. And the Kamashmala now, according to the reinterpretation of the Gemara, is that it is not Shichacha. Why is it not Shichacha? Because we need a Shichacha. And we don't have a Bailam Shichacha, because Shichas Ha'ir is not considered Shichacha. Now, how do you... Wait, just 1 second. Now, how do you read the next line in the Gemara? Let's see if Rashi will help us with this. Here's where I get lost. Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, and here we have superfluous words in the Pasuk, we're not sure why they're superfluous, the Gemara's not sure why, but right now, Amar Kra, Lo Soshuv Lekachto, Lerabos, so again, Yochel, but what's the Girsa of Rashi? Yochel Yei Shichacha, Talmud Lomar, so what's the Ribui here? I'm not sure what the Gemara is saying. Oh, this Gemara is rejecting Mimai. Oh, how do I know the Mimai is not correct? You hear what we're saying? In other words, we're trying to defend Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel, and now we slugged up Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. Why? Because we had a whole new interpretation, and the upshot of that interpretation is that the Shichas HaBailim Ba'ir is not a Shichacha. Mm-hmm. Oh, so the Gemara says that's not a valid interpretation of this price. It can't be. Why not? Because Omar Kra, the Pasuk says, right? I'll read the whole Pasuk just for myself. Ki siksar kitzircha besodcha is v'shachachta over basodcha lo sashiv lekachto. So why did the Torah have to add lo sashiv lekachto? L'rabos shichas ha'ir. So it can't be that the Braisa is coming to the conclusion that the shichah is not a shichacha because the Baal Hasad is in the ear and his shichah doesn't have a chal shev shichacha. That's impossible because we have a pasuk that tells me that even if it's shichas ha'ir, again, I don't know why the Gemara somehow, that's unclear to me. The Gemara has this like Kabbalah, halacha l'moshvi Sinai, that there's a drasha that comes to be marba, the shichas ha'ir. And if it comes to be marbe the shichas ha'ir, so then, just 1 second, if it comes to be marbe the shichas ha'ir, so then we have to ask the following question, that if it was zocher b'sof shachuach and the balan was in the sadeh, then even though he had a shichacha, because since it was a zocher meikara, therefore we give him rights to be zocher, And here we're saying that the shichas habal ba'ir is a shichacha. So now, in fact, now we have to ask the question. So what difference does it make? Now that you're telling me that what? That the shichas habal ba'ir is also a shichacha, which means that you're using this ribui of losos of lekachto to upgrade the shichah of the ear to a status of shichacha. Now let's compare it to shichas hasada. Shichas hasada, it goes without saying, is a shichacha. Well, wait a second. In the case of shichas hasada, we allow the Baal HaBayis the yad or the opportunity to be zocher through his chotzer. And why are you telling me now in this brisa that the shichcha will be chal as a shichcha because the Torah was mar b'shichas ha'ir? Okay, fine, the Torah is mar b'shichas ha'ir, but lo yehei, it shouldn't be any better than shichas hasada. And shichas hasada, we said that since he was zocher b'sof shochua, he can now be zocher through his chotzer. Why don't we apply the same yardstick now in his brisa that the shichcha is not a shichcha because the Baal HaBayis is going to be what? Zocher through his chotzer. And the answer is that it's not omid besod sadev.
Can I offer to help you out a little bit here?
Please, I always like help. I mean, but you have to make it short.
We only have 15 minutes left. We're talking about shichcha and zechira.
But I want to finish the sugya.
We're talking about shichcha and zechira, okay? So what do we do? We have what? We have a svara that the shichcha in the sod is a more powerful shichcha than a shichcha be'ir. That's what the reish of the pasuk is telling us. But on the other hand, the zechira in the ear is weaker because there's the chatzir, he cannot be called, you know, zochah through God. And this is the, how do you say, the skill and charybdis, for want of a better term, that we're trying to navigate here.
Right. So again, here's the way.
Reish is saying shechachto, what is it, bat sodeh? Because there, the shechachah is a real shechachah.
Right.
He sees it in front of him and he's shechachah.
But keep in mind that the reason why ba'ir is inferior is only because you have this ribui of lososhim lekachto. The whole...
It's not addressing the shichacha, it's addressing the zechia. His zechia in the ear is weak
because
he doesn't have...
No, listen carefully. Again, you may have something else, but I'm just telling you, what we're saying is that if not for this drosha, if not for the drosha of lo yoshuv lekachto, lerabo shichas ha'ir, then the shichacha would be chal. Why? Because before that gzeres hakosuv, the shikha of the baal ba'ir is not a shikha. No, if the shikha of the baal is not a shikha, then what we're saying is that it's not shikha. Correct? If the baal is in the city, it's not shikha. One second. Let me just get the mathematics. If it's not shichah, then we're in trouble. Why are we in trouble? Because Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Shmuel is coming to tell you, Adarav, the shichah is shichah. And the only way out to defend Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel is if we add the gzeras hakosuv, this drosha, which is going to tell me, Adarav, the shichah sabaylam is shichah. Oh, if the shichah sabaylam is shichah, then we have Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Why? Because then we do simple comparison between the case of Shichas Ha'ir and the case of Shichas HaSodeh, and we ask the question, why is it that the Torah is telling me that in the first case, meaning Ba'ir, it's not Shichah, and the second case it is Shichah? And the answer is that we have to have a ribui of Lososhev Lekachto. Correct? And Lososhev Lekachto is going to tell me that the Shichah is upgraded even in the ear to the state of Shichah. And now we have to answer the question, so why isn't it shichacha? The only answer that you have is because ba'ir, he's not omi besod. You have two options. One option is to say that ba'ir, it's not shichacha, is because the Torah says that's not called shichacha. Shichas ha'ir is not shichacha. And then we have no raya whatsoever from Yehuda Mishmul. The other option is to say shichas ha'ir is shichacha. Oh, if shichas ha'ir is shichacha, then why in this case of ear is this excluded? The answer is it's only because he has no opportunity, has no possibility of what? Of being zoche. Whereas in the case of baila besada, he has the opportunity to be zoche. And therefore, despite the fact that there was a shichacha, it's not going to be chal, but in the ear, it's going to be chal shichcha because he doesn't have the opportunity of zechir. But if you would tell me that maybe in the ear, the reason why it's not shichcha is because we need a shichas avayel and shichas ba'ir is not called shichcha, then we blow out of the water the entire raya of,
no, but there's one
of Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel. Wait a minute. Okay. So now the Gemara says, do we have this gzeiras hakasu? Fekti Gemara, Haimi Boile, we need that pasuk. You're building your whole case here, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, on this drasha, L'rabos Shichas Ha'ir. And L'rabos Shichas Ha'ir means there is Shichas in the ear, but yet it's not, and yet he's not going to be able to do what he does in the Sada because he's not Omen Al Tzad Tzadehu. But Haimi Boile, I need this pasuk for something else. What do I need it for?
For a
lav, because if I only have the mitzvah of shachacht over basada, then that's just the mitzvah of a mitzvah saseh to leave the shikha for the polim. How do I know there's also a lav? So Gemara says, no, that's not a shloga, because then the pasuk could have said, lo sikachenu. What is lo sashuv? L'rabo shikhasir. In fact, Gemara, I still need the pasuk. Akatim b'lichas not. I need it for the mishnah in peah. That what? That if there's a shura and he's malakeh, then there's no shichach on that which is in front of him. There's only shichach on that which is behind him. Yeah. Ishal afanav, ein shichach, v'shal achav yeh shichach, is then, mipnei shehu bebal toshuv, that the Torah says bal toshuv, what does it mean bal toshuv? Don't go back, but you could go forward. Kol shu bebal toshuv, which means he forgot it me'achorah. Then it's shichacha. Kol she'ein of a bal toshu, because it's in front of him, is it's not shichacha. So let's say, for example, the Baal HaBayis doesn't remember that he has an omer in a certain place. Well, it depends. Did he pass it or did he not pass it? So this is going to be a derivation from what? From the pasuk lo sashuv lekachto, that if he forgets it, that in and of itself is not shichacha. He's got to pass it over, and that makes it shichacha. So Mimela, let's make a cheshbon where we're holding now before Rav Ashi. At this point, we don't have any proof for Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, right? We have no, because what? Because before this gzeiras hakasuv, we said that the reason it's not shichacha is not, has nothing to do with zechiyah, has nothing to do with eino omit b'tzad sadeh v'chatz shem shem. The reason it's not shichacha is because there was no shichas habaylin ba'ir that could confirm or link up with the shichas habaylin. And that was the conclusion that we had before the gzeiras hakasuv. So this gzeiras hakasuv, this drosh, this yalfusa lo sashu l'kach l'rabo shichas ha'ir, is absolutely critical for Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel. In its absence, what we're left with is that the shichcha omnam is not shichcha in the case of ir, but for a whole different reason. Not because of the problem of zechia, but simply because of the problem that shichas ha'ir is not shichcha. Omar Rav Ashi says, Omar Kra, the pasuk says, again, we'll read the whole pasuk. He six are ksir from besod shachta over besod lo social katla gersha. The Gemara says, yeah, l'rabo shichas ha'ir. We do have a gzeres hakosuv, but the gzeres hakosuv is not lo social lekachto, but rather pasuk yeah. Where's the pasuk yeah? It says like ger layason v'lamana yeah. And that word yeah could be omitted. It could have said lo social lekachto. And like Gerbil Yasom Lamon, what's the extra word? Yeah, is Bala Rabo Shichasair. So if it's Bala Rabo Shichasair, that the Shichcha of the Bailim in the city is a Shichcha. So once again, why do we say that the Shichcha is a valid Shichcha? Right? Why do we say that? I'm sorry. Yeah. I got it. Got it right. Got the mathematics right here for a change. And the Shichcha is what? It's valid shichacha. So you can't tell me that's because what? That's because shichas ha'ir is not shichacha. We have now a drush of yeah l'rabo shichas ha'ir. So shichas ha'ir is valid. Why then is this shichacha? Just one second. If we're going to say, just one second, I lost it for a second. Why is the l'rabo shichas ha'ir? That means that he was marv shichas ha'ir. And then, just one second, If he's mar b'shichas ha'ir, I just have to get to cheshbon. Sorry. So now, where we left with, we now have a raya for Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel. Why is that? Because. Oh yeah. Now I have it. That since shichas ha'ir havi shichacha, now again we have to face the question: what's the difference between sada and ir? Because in the case of sada, we said that the shichas ha'bailim does not automatically create shichacha, and if it was zocher meikaro, then he could use his chatzah to be zocher, and therefore the shichah is not shichacha. Now you tell me shichas ha'bailim ba'ir is shichacha. Why? Why should it be the same as shichas Bailam Besada, which means that the Sada should be Zocha for him? You know, he doesn't lose his Chus Zechira, Zechira, Zechia, just because he checked out of his field. What, are we going to punish him? A Knas for leaving his field? The answer is, because the Sada cannot be Zocha on his behalf. And the Gemara adds the following words, Kain Amar Ula, that Ula came to the same conclusion as Rabbi Yudam Arav, that what? That you need Omeid Bitsad Sadeh. And if he has a mitzvah in his field, and it's a Chatzah Sheder Mishtameres, then even if he says Tiskali Chatzeri from a distance, you know, with the foghorn, that's not enough to be Zoch in the mitzvah. V'husha Omeid Bitsad Sadeh, V'cheinom Arava Barbachon, V'husha Omeid Bitsad Sadeh. So again, Rabbosai, this is the end of the sugya. What do I mean? That the Gemara finally confirms, based on Ula and based on Rabbi Bar Chama, the Chano, that we accept the Shita of Rabbi Yudam Shmuel, and that a Chatz Shedim Shtameres is only Kona if what? If he's only Mitzat Sadehu. It means that we finally accept the Raya from Shichacha. And again, the Raya from Shichacha is because Shichas Ha'ir Havi Shichacha. And if Shichas Ha'ir Havi Shichacha, we ask the following question: why isn't it the same as the Shichas Bailam B'Sodeh? In Shichas Bailam B'Sodeh, since it was Zocher Meikara, therefore he could be Zocher through his Chatzer, and why don't we say the same thing in Bailavir? Dr. Joel, were you able to follow any of this? Or it's completely... No, I mean, we've been working on this for days.
I feel like I'm still in the field.
You're in the field. Okay.
Rabbi, but you, the thing is...
Not in Florida, but in the field.
You know, they never said specifically where the Sechira was. In the case of where you're talking about shikha ba'ir v'sof shachach ba'ir, whether it's mahani or it's not, that depends on where the shechira was in between the poalim and the
well, let's put it this way: immediately after the shichas ha'poalim, the Baal says, "I know that there's an omer that they forgot, and I'm not happy about that."
But he's ba'ir.
No, wait a minute. No. Let's go slowly. Okay. I'm talking first about the case where shichas ha'bailim will clinch the shichacha.
Right.
So if at the time of the shichas ha'pol and the bailim are also shocheach, that will clinch the shichacha. If on the other hand there was a zechira,
right,
then it's irreversible. There's no possibility of creating shichacha. Even if later on the baal will forget about it, it doesn't matter. Why? Because of sada. That's where the sada comes into place and the zechira comes in. That's what Zechira equals Zechira. However, what about a case where he had a Zechira Meikara and then he forgets it and he's in the ear? At that point, he's in the ear, and even what? Though his Shikha is valid in the city, right? So he had a Zechira immediately when there was a Shikha Sapolim, but at this point, he's in the city. And if he's in the city, now the question is whether he has a right to make a declaration that shichcha sheshachu apolim lotei shichcha, and I want my sada remote control to be zoch on my behalf.
My wife's in the city. In the city now.
My wife's in the city. So that shichcha. So again, even though the shichcha of the bailim in the city is a valid shichcha, again that stands or falls based on this gzeiros hakashiv of lo sashu l'kafto a year.
But there's no such.
But once you derive the conclusion that his shichcha is a shichcha, correct?
Yeah.
Then you're going to have to ask the question: why isn't the same as the shichacha ba'ir? Right? You have two shichachas. You have a possibility of shichacha ba'ir, and you have a possibility of shichacha ba'sada.
Right.
And both shichachas are valid shichachas. So why is it that in the case of baila ba'ir? I'm sorry. Let's start with baila ba'sada. We're going to say that even though, despite his shichacha, there still is no shichicha. And in the case of ear, we're going to say that despite his shichicha, there is shichicha, and it is shichicha. Why is it not shichicha in the ear? I'm sorry, why is it not shichicha in sada, and yet it's shichicha in the ear? And that's going to be the answer of Omei B'tzad Sadeh. Okay, Rabbi, I'll say that's the best I can do. If you can do better than that,
The only thing I don't understand is what you have to say. You don't have to say you require it by
that Alan, that's all I have.
No, so but in one sentence.
You can try to press me for more, but I can't come up with any more. I'm a limited human being, and you don't have to embarrass me.
If you would consider
this is the best I can do.
Would you consider this
one? Just one second, Alan. Do you have the handout about Katan?
Yes.
Okay. I have to get a copy. I had a copy. Go ahead, Alan. Go ahead.
Why don't you consider this one possibility? It's not because he has to be besad sadeyu in order to be acquire it through his sada, but he has to be besad sadeyu because the whole din of zechira has to be besad sadeyu. So he has a connection with the omer. If he's beir. In the ear, and he says there when he's being